Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Well, there is something very haunting about hearing Guy Montgomery from 10 years ago telling me to love every moment, live every day, because before you know it, your precious time slips away. That, as I said in the episode, I don't know if I needed that mirror right now. I don't know if I needed that self-confrontation. An interesting ep. Now, I'm going to take you guys behind the curtain a little bit with this one, because I believe the reason that this, well, I know that this episode is a weird one in that we watched in Guy's bed while drinking White Russians, because it was just after I had broken up with my girlfriend who I was living with and had to move out of that particular share house slash flat, depending on where you live. And I was bunking in with Guy briefly. So this would have been just before I met my now wife. A very consequential time in my life, I guess, when this exact episode was recorded. So that was kind of special and interesting. What else did I want to say about this episode? I enjoyed listening to this one. It was cool. It is weird to think about, you know, the times back then. And I won't do any spoilers on the central content of this award-winning, what is sure to be an Oscar-nominated podcast when the Oscars next year finally start accepting podcasts into their ranks. But just kind of an interesting tidbit to hear a shout out for what we do in the shadows, and then flash forward 10 years later, I'm now working with one of the many stars of that film, Mike Minogue, on doing a bunch of podcast stuff. So isn't that cool? And if you, so we got what we do in the shadows is the movie that launched actually a few different TV shows. You might know the US show. You might also know Wellington Paranormal, which has been kicking around for a few years now. And Wellington Paranormal, the podcast, is something that Mike's just started putting out. So if you want to, if you're a fan of New Zealand comedy, you should check that out. But anyway, I hope you enjoy this episode. And that's it. That's Timbo. Bye bye.
Good day, good person.
Hello.
My name's Guy Montgomery.
And I am Tim Batt.
And welcome to the 19th episode of The Worst Idea of All Time, a podcast in which Tim and I watch and review Grown Ups 2 once a week for 52 weeks.
Why?
Well, that was a question that was posited several times through the most recent viewing. Now, things have been a little different this time. We got a little cute, actually, with this week's podcast. We watched the movie in my bed.
Yeah. After some White Russians and red wine.
Yeah. And then we didn't have the energy required. Turns out if you watch Grown Ups 2 in a bed, there's a very high chance that you're not going to have energy to do anything afterwards. So we just went to sleep and now we've woken up. It's a crisp Auckland morning. We're in my lounge, huddled around a microphone, ready to break down the movie for you one more time. And then after we've broken it down this one more time, we're going to be ready to break it down for you 33 more times.
Jesus Christ.
And we actually got a little bit, before we get into it, I think we have to thank some of our listeners, namely a listener in Morocco. Have you got the name available, Tim?
Nah. I was trying to find it, sorry. Keep talking.
We were sort of looking at each other last night saying, let's just not watch it tonight. Let's do it later. But we got a message on our Facebook page from Morocco saying, keep going from your boy in Morocco. And that was the message actually which pushed us over the edge. Similarly, we received a very positive email this week.
Yeah, I was trying to find that also. I'm struggling a little bit.
I see. But I mean, I think what's important here is that we acknowledge that these messages of support now hold weight. They are now genuinely of importance and inspiration to us as we trudge through sort of the middle leg of our journey, I suppose you could say. I mean, if you break it into thirds, Tim.
Yeah.
We are in the middle third right now. And that's heartening. We've done more than a third of our viewings.
I guess that's heartening. But then you look at the other side of that and there's
two-thirds to You're emanating a lot of negative energy right now. You're disinterested. You're hardly making eye contact with me during...
I was trying to find the listener feedback. My apologies for trying to involve other people in here.
Involve? You haven't found either of the pieces of feedback. You're just staring at the apps on your phone right now.
Yeah, I'm trying to find
Come on.
There's a Facebook...
These people don't know how you feel about Grown Ups 2.
I don't like it. Like the movie. Hot tip. Don't watch it. It's rubbish.
Come on.
I've seen it 19 times.
That's a bad... Think of all the other things in your life you've done 19 times that you enjoyed enough to do 19 times. Have you got any?
His name, who got in touch from Morocco, is Jemima.
Jemima James.
That's a girl's name.
Here's a big keep it up, boys, from your listener in Morocco. It's nice to have a bit of home with me, as well as a weekly reminder not to watch the film. Two birds, one stone. Jemima, thank you so much for your message. Now, I'm asking you in all seriousness, Tim. When's the last time you did something 19 times because you liked it so much?
First thing that comes to mind is a hot shower.
No, but not like a hot shower. That's sort of, you know, I'd expect you to do that repeatedly. You've done that more than 19 times. But like,
just the 19.
Read a book or watched something or... That's how much you like this movie.
Well, but no.
More.
No.
More.
What you've confused is the trap that we've laid for ourselves where we have to watch it this many times for a voluntary action. It's involuntary.
Well, last night we tried to rope my flatmates into the experience. Tim came round while they were in the middle of watching a movie called Closer. It's a fantastic movie. It's
Clive Owen, Natalie Portman.
Climbing into discussion about another movie. Clive Owen, Natalie Portman, Jude Law and Julie Roberts. Very good looking cast. It was actually based on a play. And it's a very dramatic, explores human relationships. And halfway through, Tim came in. We all paused the movie, said, "Hi, Tim." And then Tim and I realized we had to watch this movie. We propositioned to my flatmates that they could watch it too for the first time. They've never seen it. They've both watched Closer over 5 times. What do you think they did? They don't do a podcast on the movie Closer.
No.
They just genuinely like the movie that much.
It's because they don't have moxie like we do. They don't have gumption like we do, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And we can badmouth them all they want because I know for a fact they don't listen to this podcast. You know what my problem with Maxie is? He thinks he's so bloody great. But guess what? He was meant to clean up the pan that Maddie used to cook stir fry last night. I'm looking across the lounge. I see it just sitting there on the kitchen bench. Hey, Max, clean your fucking pan for once.
Hey, Max, just do it, eh? Just one time without being told. Would that be all right with you? Just one time? Would that be all good? Good on you, Max. I'll tell you what, though. That man's a snappy dresser.
Yeah,
we've digressed. Did you have a shining light last night when we were watching Drunk in a Bed, in your bed?
My shining light was probably... It was reading the students had spray painted loser on the side of the principal's car. I thought that was really funny. And the principal wasn't like angry or like, I'm going to find out the perpetrators of this crime. He was like, and they spelled everything correctly. These can't be my students.
I mean, so positive,
you're going to be a walkover if that's your attitude towards kids spray painting your baby. He called the car his baby. And then... somehow he one of our favorite lines, hey, that's my laptop, that's not waterproof.
Yeah.
How did the kids get his laptop?
Well, he's inept, this principal, that's clear. I mean, he can barely dress himself.
No, so that's his favorite t-shirt from when he was 12.
Yeah, but if he's got the mind of someone who thinks that that's an acceptable thing to wear while you are the principal of a high school on the final day before the summer, like, you've got some mental problems.
I guess this thought is opening up a whole new world of possibility for me, and that, I mean, maybe elements of this Grown Ups 2 world are slightly surreal. It's not meant to be taken as a read on the universe in which we exist, but maybe it's a slightly augmented reality.
Well, there's a lot of tips of the hat to that, because when the guy who's dressed as a Papa Smurf... Wait, this is the same guy?
Yeah.
Oh my god, maybe he's the only fantastical element in the Grown Ups universe. He's the warlock.
And maybe he's walked into this universe.
Sorry, I'll finish that thought because not everyone's seen the movie 19 times. The principal attends the Faders' big kickoff the summer party at the end of the movie, and he's dressed as a Smurf.
This is an extension of something set up earlier. When he's saying his goodbye speech over the loudspeaker to the whole high school, some of the kids climb in through his roof and pour blue paint all over him. And it turns out it's enough blue paint to completely stain his body from head to toe.
Semi-permanently, the way that he tells it. And then he dresses as Papa Smurf. He's in a tree getting drunk while the party's going on. And then he jumps down when the fight starts erupting, lands on some people and turns them all blue
turns them blue from head to toe with what I can assume is dried paint. So he is fantastical in that sense.
That's so cool. I wonder if he's the only fantastical. I mean, Nick, they kill and he survives. So that's kind of a fantastical
element. It's a very cartoonish world, isn't it, really, if you think about it?
But it's not enough to be kind of cartoonish in style. It's just there's a couple of things where they got lazy and didn't want to adhere to real world rules.
Think about Officer Dante on the roof and the skis.
That could
Shaquille
happen.
O'Neal
I
throwing,
could do that.
Shaquille O'Neal throwing that blonde guy like 500 metres.
Yeah, that's fantastical. Man, I don't know.
You had a shining light.
Did I?
Yeah, you told me. This is my shining light. Remember?
Do you remember what it was?
It's not my job to remember your shining light.
I remember it was near the front of the movie. Something I enjoyed today was the artwork that's in the Faders' house because I'd never noticed it before. And it's just like, every time that I see the movie now and I notice something I didn't notice before, it's like, oh, thank God, there's something else that I didn't...
Yeah, I found some more continuity errors too. I don't remember them all. But the yoga mats were too close together. It's squat aerobics.
Yeah. Yeah, they do the wide shot and the yoga mats further apart and then they go in for the tight and they're too close together. And
you're not fooling anyone, guys.
Hey, this is a nice email that we got, Guy. This is truly my shining light, but it's not in the movie. Alistair Wakeley says, hey, Tim and Guy, I'm really enjoying your Worst Idea of All Time podcast. If, in the future, someone launches a Kickstarter-style website that aims to raise money to find therapy after creative projects going wrong, I'd be happy to chip in for it for you guys. As a participant in your misery, an interesting thing happened during episode 18 at 23 minutes and 12 seconds in. I suddenly felt an overwhelming need to see the movie for myself. I heeded your warning to not watch so far, but I will defy you this weekend and watch it secretly on my laptop in my garage. Keep up the good work. Cheers, Al.
Now,
I wonder what was said.
That's a great message.
I can pull that up.
What I wonder is, who are you watching it secretly from? Because it's not a secret from us anymore, Al.
Anyone
who
listens.
Are you in an abusive relationship with grown-ups too, and you're hiding it from your partner or your kids? I mean, we don't know a lot of your backstory, but...
I want to know what we said that was so intriguing. Oh, goodness. That was so intriguing in the last episode that it made him want to watch the movie. Because we've warned you guys so many times to not, you know?
No, but it does. We must be approaching critical mass. I mean,
23:12. That's what we're looking for here.
Oh, no.
Hold up. Let me turn that down. All right, 20.
This sounds like an awful, awful couple of people singing. Come on.
In the meantime, we've got to think of a top three as well for this watch. I'll tell you what, my top three drinks that I drank before I watched the movie last night.
Go
boom,
ahead.
Red wine, boom, White Russians, and boom, I had a beer too. So those are my top three.
Wow, that's a real hot mess you put inside yourself.
Yeah, no wonder I fell asleep.
My top three moments in the movie last night were my top... Oh, fuck, bro, this is a bad moment in the podcast. I just don't have a top three.
You don't have one at all? Okay, well, while you're thinking, Guy... let's have a listen to the bit that Al was talking about in last week's episode that made him want to watch the movie.
Well,
right?
We've
talked about this.
We have not talked about it. I just sprang it on you now. I mean, I'd do a year.
Oh, okay. He's talking about the moment when I revealed that if Grown Ups 3 ever gets made, we're going to watch it for 2 years in
a
row.
That's not a real revelation, by the way. That was a joke revelation.
Is it?
Look at us. Look at where we are right now.
Yeah, let's paint a picture.
No, I don't mean we don't need a physical we don't need a physical picture for these people. We need I think you need a mental picture for yourself. Alright?
Don't go there, man.
Well no
I don't need a mirror up to myself right now.
So
if there's one thing I don't need.
We
right
haven't
now.
Even watched it 20 times yet, of 52.
Yeah.
And you are fucking miserable.
Yeah,
like
man.
You can't even bring you can barely bring yourself to watch the movie. You're suggesting that we should watch the sequel to the sequel 104 times.
Yeah, I am saying that, guy.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Because sometimes good things are hard.
You're loaded with self-loathing.
Sometimes things that are worthwhile aren't easy. Not everything's easy, guy. In fact, some of the best stuff's hard. You got to work. You got to work for it. You got to work at it.
There's no. The other thing that you said, which was quite funny, was you thought maybe we fucked up here. Maybe you need to have seen. And this tells me how deep you are in the world of this podcast. Maybe you need to have seen Grown Ups 1 to appreciate Grown Ups 2.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe there's a whole lot of stuff that we're not
and I said
fully
that
getting down with.
This movie is so outlandishly terrible that there's no way a prequel, well, it's not a prequel because it was made before it, there's no way the first Grown Ups can qualify this movie existing.
But I think you should be open to the possibility.
I'm open to the possibility that Grown Ups is better than Grown Ups 2. I'm not open to the possibility that I'll watch Grown Ups and then suddenly a whole lot of stuff will click into place and I'll look at Grown Ups 2 and think that movie is actually a triumph. It's very clever. It's loaded with callbacks to the first film.
Here's what got me thinking about it. Because I was like, in the first movie, I kind of know loosely what happens. I think they all go to a holiday house, a cabin in the woods style thing for a holiday, all the families, they come together. And so I think the kids are in there sort of as bit parts. And maybe you meet Keithy and Greg, Adam Sandler's kids, and you're like, what a...
And Becky.
But I'm saying, what if you meet those two boys, and you're like, what a dynamic duo of comedy. They were so funny. I want to see a movie where they're more prominent in it. But then they just kind of fucked up the execution with Grown Ups 2. Is that a possibility?
That wouldn't change the fact that that Grown Ups doesn't make Grown Ups 2 good.
Oh, yeah.
What you said in that sentence was they fucked up the execution. So Grown Ups 2, regardless of whether or not you've seen the first one, is still rubbish.
But it might add a bit of enjoyment. It might justify it a little bit more. I'm sure it does. It has to justify it a little bit.
No.
Should stand on its own.
No.
I think I've been thrown because I was talking to Jermaine Ross, long-time listener of this podcast, and he said that he went and saw, well, he didn't go, he saw it on TV, Movie 43. Have you heard of that?
It's a skit movie, isn't it?
Yeah.
With a star-studded cast.
A huge cast. Hugh Jackman was like the first person they signed up to it, and then from there they managed to sign up all these other people. And
who were all just trying to get laid with Hugh Jackman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And why wouldn't you? I'd sign up to a movie with Hugh Jackman involved, attached to the project. But apparently it's one of the, like, I've just heard so many terrible things. It's the worst movie ever made, that it's the least funny movie ever made. That's terrible. And Jermaine was like, yeah, I heard all those things. I watched it. I thought it was funny. So I think that kind of threw me a little bit, and I was then trying to go back and justify other movies in my life or movies that I hadn't seen, which I assumed were bad. It got me thinking, is what I'm saying.
But there's always going to be movies which get critically panned, which you specifically enjoy.
Yeah, Van Wilder, Party Liaison. Am I right?
I don't think they got too critically panned.
I'm pretty sure it did.
But I don't understand. No, I still don't follow your logic, your line of thinking here, and that watching Grown Ups might suddenly make Grown Ups too good. If you've already watched a movie 19 times and haven't enjoyed it, the likelihood of one trigger...
Yeah.
Suddenly flipping your whole reading and perception of the movie on its head to the point that you go, actually, no, this is brilliant, I was wrong, is highly unligh.
Yeah, you're right.
I'd say nigh on impossible.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right. What I'm trying to say is that I think my whole logic got thrown a little bit by finding out that Jermaine enjoyed movie 43. But then again, maybe Jermaine's just an idiot, you know? That's a possibility too.
That's a possibility.
There's a world of possibilities out there. Hey, I noticed a fly in this
yeah, you did.
In the viewing last night. That was exciting for me because I hadn't even noticed it before.
Where was it for all of our people who are also watching the movie this many times?
Super early in the movie. We're in the Faders household. And,
is it when they're coming down the stairs?
I think it's, yeah, like a couple shots after that. Bowser's just about to be scared off by the deer that's come into the house. And, yeah, you can see a fly move from right to left of shot. It's there.
It's in there. I saw...
I wonder if the fly gets credited. I'll bet it doesn't.
Yeah, almost definitely not. You'd think they would have taken it out in post.
You would think.
Maybe the editor put it in post.
Like, do you reckon there's more Easter eggs waiting for us if we...
I think someone involved in the operation was like, you know what, I bet you two people watch this movie 52 times. Actually, there's another theory you posited last night, Tim.
Mm.
You thought maybe they made a great film and the editor dropped the ball.
Yeah.
And now, I was talk about that.
Well, I was basing that on last week we watched some behind-the-scenes footage and deleted scenes. And the deleted scenes were... they were pretty funny, I thought. And again, you mentioned this, it might be just compared to the movie that we've been exposed to so many times.
It was just the change is good.
Change
was what
alone
we experienced.
Made us happy. But nah, they were funny. They were at least moderately funny. So, and those were the ones that got left on the cutting room floor. Yet inexplicably, the lines that were left in the takes that were left in the actual finished product did terrible.
How much control was the editor wielding? I mean... You feel like those deleted scenes were ad-libbed and Adam Sandler and the fellow writers have too much ego that they said, all right, that might be funnier, but we're going to use the movie that we wrote.
I actually don't think Adam Sandler cares enough. Like, I believe that he'd be that big a dick, but I don't think anyone cared enough about Grown Ups 2 to make that kind of call.
That was another moment. Well, but they were laughing. They were laughing behind the scenes when they were making the movie. They had a cold, dead look in their eyes, but they were laughing, Tim.
Who was laughing?
Adam Sandler, Dennis Dugan, Chris Rock I saw laughing. They were all laughing at
Chris
moments.
Rock doesn't even laugh in character in the movie.
Man, no, that's because that's a decision he made as an actor.
I see.
He thought Kurt McKenzie, he's struggling to make ends meet maybe. This guy's not laughing at these outlandish hijinks. If anything, he's probably thinking, I'm really neglecting my job and in doing so, my family.
Imagine if the movie, instead of being taken, because loosely it's from the point of view of Adam Sandler, I guess, and the fate of family. But if it was just solely from the perspective of Chris Rock's character, and he's fucking dark that his high school friend has gone on to huge success and has all this money and an incredibly smoking wife, three great kids.
Do you know what? This is an interesting movie. I mean, Chris Rock's character's still got a good life. He's got a beautiful, beautiful wife,
yep.
Maya Rudolph. He's got fantastic children.
Oh, including his comic genius
son. Dot Ronnie. Go Ronnie.
But you can't help but compare yourself to people who are in your life, you know, your friends and stuff. And the fact of the matter is, the Faders are shitting diamonds. They're so rich. And he's in relative squalor.
But, I mean, you got to. That word relative is important here because he's maybe David Spade's looking at Chris Rock and going, oh.
Nah, David Spade's too much of the positive idiot, I think, for that to let him affect him. Like, I think that. Much like his character in Joe Dirt, he's just kind of happy to just take it as it comes. Doesn't matter what's up.
Okay.
Whereas Chris Rock's more cognizant of the fact.
Kevin James is the most cognizant of the fact. Kevin James doesn't love his kids or
no.
his wife.
Correct.
If we should be following anyone in a movie about bitter jealousy over success, we should be following Kevin James.
And he just lashes out at every. He takes it out on everyone around him.
He just makes mean-spirited jokes about his kids to himself.
To himself.
In front of his kids and wife.
To himself. This is what me and Guy keep banging on about every time it's on now. In that scene, it's just like, who are you making these puns to at the expense of your children? Like, no one else is there to enjoy them. You're just making them for your own self-gratification.
Boosting the self-confidence here with RJD2.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good.
He's a dick. And so, to be in that mind for a whole movie would be terrifying. It would be a psychological thriller if we were following Kevin James's character.
Certainly would.
So, like, if we were... let's go through. Let's assess the genre if we were following each of the cast characters, right? If we were going through the eyes of Chris Rock's character, McKenzie...
It would be less of a pure comedy and more of a dramedy.
Yeah. Yeah.
There'd be sort of moments of existential, Like, there'd be these long sort of wandering shots of just Chris Rock walking around the town. Because they pass a whole day, but there was an action-packed day in the world of grown-ups too. I feel like if he's got one appointment between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. that he's still neglecting, there's going to be big swaths of footage of him just walking through a park in autumn. Even though it's the first day of summer, in this movie it's autumn and the leaves are falling down around him. He's just looking down at the leaves, wondering, look, I mean, as the leaves fall, so too does, I don't know,
his expectations of what his life could become as the time slowly slips away and he moves further into the grave and he realises that actually this is it. This is my life. It's not going to change. It's not going to improve. This is what it's all about. You could soundtrack it
We've moved beyond the realms of dramedy into just sort of...
I'd go Kraftwerk would be how I'd soundtrack that movie.
Oh, I quite like that.
Now, Kevin James, it would be insane, man. Just a rage-filled lunatic.
Here's what I'm thinking. Man. Quentin Tarantino directs Kevin James in a revenge flick.
Who's he taking revenge against?
Adam Sandler. Selma Hayek was Kevin James' girlfriend in high school.
Yeah.
And he's kept Adam Sandler close. Keep your friends close. And the tagline is, keep your friends close.
Yeah.
Keep your enemies closer.
Do you know why this movie, like, wouldn't work? Because if it was the same character Kevin James is playing, who I assume Kevin James is just playing himself. He's not that good an actor. There's no way you could get on board with him as the audience. Like, he's not a... He's not even an anti-hero.
Kevin James,
he's just a fucking
played
dick.
By Jamie Foxx.
So you want him to make Django, but change some of the title characters.
I want Django to play Eric Lamensoff in the world of Grown Ups 2, but like in a different.
If Selma Hayek ditched Kevin James at high school, it's because Kevin James deserved it.
Yeah, and then so get this though. Then Kevin James comes back into the city.
Yeah.
But he's had a lot of work done and now he looks like Jamie Foxx.
Okay. Was there more to that thought?
Nope.
Or was that it?
Nope, that's the thought.
Okay, so Quentin Tarantino directs Kevin James's revenge action flick.
About losing his high school girlfriend. It's a better movie than
Look, hey, no doubt it's a better movie.
Okay,
and don't get me wrong.
David Spade.
David Spade's movie is, I keep coming back to it, it's basically just Joe Dirt.
Yeah.
Which is like a fun, you get the tone right, it's just a fun comedy of downtrodden, a downtrodden
accent
hero.
On it. Does that make it sound a little more classy? What are those ones? Last the Garden, dig it, that's my motto. And here's another one.
What's the one he says about keep on trucking?
You gotta keep on keeping on.
Gotta keep on keeping on.
We should actually probably get that tattooed on our forearms.
Gotta keep on keeping on.
Yeah, just to remember.
Yeah.
To finish the movie.
Yeah.
The other thing I want to talk about quickly, because we're running out of time here, Tim, was I want to do... a plug for a local movie I saw, What We Do in the Shadows, which they don't really need our help.
There's so many local movies that are coming out this month, and that one does not need our help.
I know, but it was fucking great.
Yeah, it was really funny.
And it is genuinely for me. I don't watch enough movies, really, I don't think. Watching any movie which isn't Grown Ups 2 now, I think this movie is making me lose perspective on how much I enjoy other movies.
I know.
In the same way that watching the deleted scenes of Grown Ups 2, like, I was measuring them against Grown Ups 2 as the movie rather than measuring them against other comedy clips, and I thought they were really great.
Every movie
I watch now, I'm not measuring against all movies ever. I'm measuring it mostly against Grown Ups 2, and accordingly my perspective is skewed. And saying that, I thought What We Do in the Shadows was a fantastic time.
Yeah, it's hard to not paint cinema as a whole with a brush that has been dabbed in Grown Ups 2. We get very gun shy about seeing movies now, is what I'm trying to say.
That's true.
But did you see Fantail? That's another great New Zealand film.
I went to go and see Fantail on opening weekend, and the good news for the makers of Fantail was it had sold out.
That's good. I also saw a New Zealand movie yesterday called Jake, which is
The trailer for that.
Yeah.
Was it good?
It's fucking interesting, eh? Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's got a very interesting premise.
Yeah. They pulled it off, I think, and they made it for nothing.
That's great.
We've diverged. Do you want to know how much Grown Ups 2 took to make? I can't remember, but it was tens of millions. It was like 40 million or something.
Oh, and interestingly, this will be the last podcast we do for a little while in a room together. The next podcast will be happening across the equator, all the way from London, England to Auckland, New Zealand. Two friends unite to watch their favourite movie one more time, and then another time, and then another time. And another time, and then another time, and then another time, and then another time. And then I think around then I get back.
When
and then another time,
all right,
and then another time,
what time,
and then another time, And then another time.
Oh, you're really going to
do it. I've lost count.
33
more times.
What time would you prefer to do it, in the day, the morning or the evening? Because it's about a 12-hour time difference.
I can't. We can't predict that yet.
Okay.
That's a problem that we'll deal with over a Facebook message.
Thanks for your feedback. Don't watch the movie. Cheers for joining us on this, the 19th. Watch of Grown Ups 2, an episode of our podcast, Worst Idea of All Time. Give yourself a clap.
Lucky number 19.
You've been a great audience, and take care of yourself, y'all. Live every moment.
Love every day, because before you know it, your precious time slips away.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.